Thanks a lot, Dan. As Dr. Dan said, I'm here live in Studio 2A with St. Maybe, and they're going to be with us until 10 o'clock. They're going to play some live music for us, and then in a little while, we'll chat for a bit as well. So without further ado, we'll get to the music. Here is St. Maybe, live on Locals Only.
Real high tone. I like to comb her hair with a catfish bone. Walk by a house and I call her on the phone. I said, hey, Miss Brown, won't you make me whole? You better watch your step. She's the devil's own child. Better mark my words. Beat your game by, tried to save my soul. But I know Miss Brown gonna make me whole.
Good enough.
Just to please you.
Wasn't good enough.
I would give a thousand tries.
Wasn't good enough.
Just to dream with you.
It wasn't good enough.
Back of my overalls, pistol grip, and I'm on my way. Soul gonna make it to heaven today. Bone and knife and an old string ball, tucked in the back of my overalls. Pistol grip, and I'm on my way. Soul gonna make it to heaven today. Bone and knife and an old string ball, tucked in the back of my overalls. Pistol grip, and I'm on my way. Soul gonna make it to heaven today. I would walk a thousand miles. I would walk a thousand miles.
Soul gonna make it to heaven today.
I would walk a thousand miles.
In the back of my overall.
I would walk a thousand miles.
Soul gonna make it to heaven today.
I would walk a thousand miles.
Tucked in the back of my fishbone.
I would walk 1,000 miles.
Combed her hair with a catfish bone.
I would walk 1,000 miles.
Combed her hair with a catfish bone. Alright, this one's called called Setting Sun. Songs in that old guitar, and you know every setting sun's also a rising star. That's right. We'll rise on up to another sky, the endless dawn of the by. Stars, no bars, no tune guitars, just a song.
Stop.
Setting Sun. All right, this one's called She's All Right. She's All Right.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much, Saint Maybe. Appreciate you guys being here tonight.
Oh, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, you're tuned in to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. And as you just heard, you are listening live to Saint Maybe in Studio 2A. So let's start off with introductions. Just let us know who you are, what you do in the band.
I'm Fenn Eichner. I'm playing the electric bass guitar.
I'm Chris. I'm playing electric guitar and doing some background singing.
I'm Craig, and I'm playing the dang keyboards.
I'm Winston back here. I'm playing my drums and a little bit vocals.
My name's Oliver, and I'm singing and playing guitar.
Telling stories.
So this is a group of fairly prominent musicians in town, and all of you obviously have lots of other projects going on. So what is it that led you to create this particular project?
Probably the recording.
Yeah. I had a bunch of songs, and I had known Winston from a long time ago, way back when. We met on the road, and then I moved to Tucson from New York City, and I ran into Winston. I was like, "What are you doing here, Winston?" He's like,
"What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?" He's like, "And you got a beard, man. You can grow facial hair now." So I said, "Oh, cool." So so Winston and I started hanging out, and he showed me the ropes around town. You know, introduced me to fine fellas like Craig, and that's how I met Fenn. And Chris over there is an old school chum of mine who I convinced to move out here after I came out here. So yeah, Chris and I have known each other since like about ninth grade in Mr. Napolitano's world history class.
Wow. So what was it that brought you to Tucson from New York?
My wife. She grew up in Oracle.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was too cold on the East Coast.
And what brought everyone else to Tucson?
Wow. I've been here a really long time. Yeah. Grew up here, went to school here, moved away for a very long time and came back, and then ran into Oliver. Anyone else?
I just wanted to get away from the East Coast.
Yeah, I looked at the outdoor thermostat my last winter in New York, and it was minus 21.
During the day.
And then Oliver, the way he described Tucson, I was like, well, I could probably have fun down here, and I have. I've been having a really good time. I like Tucson a lot. It's a very good
great
city.
Great town.
I was up farther than you north, right, in Buffalo?
Yeah, I was in Buffalo. Actually, Buffalo brought me to Tucson.
Oh, that's as good an answer as any. So, given that, I'd say, it seems like 90-plus percent of musicians in town record with at least some person in this room, does St. Maybe have an active studio presence these days?
We did. There's a demo kind of thing sort of done.
We recorded like 22 songs at Craig's Wave Lab studio.
And some are mixed.
Yeah. We're just kind of like getting it together slowly.
We have, what, three shows under our belt? Coming up on four. Anyone want to plug the show?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be playing with the Modines and Ghost of 505 at Plush on Friday night.
Free show.
Free. It's free. You know, we're going to go on early. We're going on first at 9:30. And then the Modines, and then Ghost of 505. Three great bands.
Yeah. It really started, Oliver brought the songs in with Winston wanting to, you know, be the drummer, and then I jumped in my little producer ways like I do, and then ended up playing a bunch of stuff. And then we were like, hey, this is cool. Maybe we could do this.
Yeah. Maybe we could take this outside.
Yeah, because it was starting to gel nicely, and there were some good songs.
So do you have plans of ultimately releasing that demo in a more sort of formal form?
Yeah, it would be great to do, because the mixes that we have about five of them, sound really good. So just trying to figure out how to do it, because it's so weird, you know, like with the cloud and everything, you know. Like
cassette.
Yeah.
Just release it on cassette.
I know.
Yeah, we're thinking of the cassette, like the old RAW, what was it, RAR? You know, like the RAR releases that were always just on cassette.
I heard people who have four tracks can't get high bias tapes. That's the problem.
Yeah. It is a problem with releasing on cassette. So we should
just give this up and just start a cassette making company.
Yeah.
Really. Hey. So. I did that.
Cater to those people.
We're spearheading the 8-track revival. And maybe the pointy headstock guitar revival is about right about on time right now.
Wow.
So obviously, there's a lot in the works. It seems like for St. Maybe then.
Yeah. Hence even, the maybe.
There you go. Yeah. So, if anyone would like to hear those tracks right now, are any of them available online?
Yeah, you can find them here and there. Like on, I have a cafe called Cafe Aki where we roast coffee fresh, and we're like coffee obsessed. Winston was helped me a lot setting up the cafe and getting everything ready, and I don't know, somehow Saint Maybe and the coffee seem synonymous. It's like some weird synthesis of coffee and music collaboration, you know, because all these guys are a pleasure to play with because they're so like I don't know how to say it, like
good looking.
Yeah.
Caffeinated.
They look good. I mean, it doesn't really, you know, they sound good, but what really matters is they look good,
you know? And, so we're gonna be here until 10 o'clock with Saint Maybe live in Studio 2A. They've got lots more music for us, so I don't want to hold them up from it. We'll talk a little bit later as well, but first a few more songs. So again, thanks for tuning in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, locals only. Again, we're here till 10 when we'll give it over to The Hub and Bob Girth. So here are Saint Maybe.
Hey, I got this song, Blackjack Baby. You know that song? I don't know why I have that song just running through my head for days. Anyway, we're not going to do that song.
No audibles.
What is it? Jody
not
Reynolds.
Scared.
Jody Reynolds, maybe. But Black Budget, this song, you know. What's that comic book store down by on Campbell and Grant just passed it? It's like something universe. Anyway, I was watching all these alien conspiracy theory videos on YouTube. And then there was a guy who was offering a free video, and it happened to be like three blocks from where I lived, so I thought it was a real sign. So this song, Black Budget, that's what it's kind of about. You know, and about the world of the news, you know, the endless news. You know, and anyway, Black Budget, here we go. The love theme of Black Budget is played by Craig Schumacher. There's a black budget on the table, 11 tons of cash every few days. You think you gotta worry about what's on the news? Well, why don't you just turn it off? Tune in. Clear sight. Crystal ball, I wanted to see before the fall, but all I could see was you and me dancing on the head of infinity. Yeah, they were building fortresses in the ground, cutting deals with great people they found. Orpheus's lie in the sky, his disembodied hand by the riverside, saying, silence is bliss. Oh, why don't you take a walk in the woods? There's no conspiracy amongst the leaves, yeah. They don't steal their light. And when it comes time, they burn. Well, everything is waiting, waiting for us, waiting for us to come around. Beneath the earth, oh, Dulce, New Mexico, Area 51, the great people drinking spinal fluid on ice, laughing at his lie in the sky. Oh, what do we matter but matter? I got 50 bucks on heaven in a third, but yo, how do you know it ain't fixed, man? Oh, well, go-go dancers with white boots dancing in here. The song is called Goodbye. I've been saying goodbye so long. I've forgotten who's behind me. Everything is you and your handwriting. Crumpled note in a pocket of dungarees. Stained with an jet. Left in the trunk unwashed for years. I've been saying goodbye so long. I've forgotten who's behind. Don't you know I could never write what I needed to when you were. Four chambers, and in each one is a piece of you, and in each piece another heart. It's so much easier to sing someone gone. Don't you know I could never write you when we
are listening to Saint Maybe live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. They'll be with us until 10 o'clock when we turn it over to the Hub. So thanks again for joining us.
Oh,
to the band.
You're talking to us.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking to America.
Yeah, well, both really. So I want to take the opportunity to ask Winston about your experience in the Rock Lottery recently.
That was a riot.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
So tell us a little bit about your involvement in that.
Well, Dr. Dan Twelker, came up with a thing, or it was Dan and a couple other people whose names elude me right now. They got the idea from the school in Denton, Texas, where they, in our case, took 25 people, made 5 bands, who came up with 3 to 5 original songs and a cover, and had to come up with the name.
That's the hardest
of
part.
Of the band, yeah, that was the hardest part. I got the Gabe Sullivan, Jeff Hidalgo, Dave Clark, Dante Rosano, and we're called Mariachi Basketball Summer Camp. And we're playing with Brian Lopez on the 10th at Congress, so that's going to be fun.
Excellent. So do you, other than that show, do you think that the band will have a life beyond the Rock Lottery?
Well, I don't know. They're nice enough to ask me the second time, so I couldn't say no, especially, you know, getting on in years. It's nice to be asked to do anything.
Well, despite the time constraints, I think that it's arguably become the best band name in Tucson already. So congratulations on that.
Well, I think that credit goes to Davis School and maybe Dante Rosano for seeing it. thanks.
Yeah. So you'll be pulling double duty on the 10th then?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
that's like Winston's plight.
Yeah.
Double, triple duty.
Being pulled up. I guess, at this age, like I said, it's nice to be asked by anyone and everyone.
So don't forget that St. Maybe will be playing at Plush for a free show on Friday, June 10th as well. So if you follow Winston, you can catch both of those.
Like Phil Collins.
Yeah.
It's Live Aid.
There you go. I'm not taking the Concord across town. This.
You should.
Here's
totally
Collins.
Should take the Concord. You get there way faster, dude.
So
Plymouth Concord, yeah, that's it. 83 Plymouth Concord.
The one other thing that's unique tonight is we have a non-human in the studio. So would anybody like to tell us about that?
Just let Winston leave the room and you'll know.
Yeah.
Maggie Dog is here.
Maggie music dog.
I thought you were talking about the giraffe.
Oh, well, that's
I didn't
too.
Even see the dog. That's
there's a giraffe.
Yeah. And Maggie was serenading us all before Winston came back. I was sorry that she hasn't chimed in on guest vocals at any point tonight. So
she knows her studio manners.
There you go. So speaking of studio manners, Craig, have you had anything exciting in the works at Wave Lab?
We're working with Sergio Mendoza right now, mixing the Ela Orchestra record, which is quite the task, but we're slugging away.
Excellent.
Peeling away the pieces and putting it back together.
How many tracks are on a recording for a band that big?
I think he's trying to beat the record. we have one that's in the 40s.
Wow.
Yeesh.
8 cowbells.
Well, he sent the one song he sent up to Tom from Devotchka to put strings on, since so he home records. So he made a 6-piece string section, 3 strings each, so there's 18 violin parts just the strings. So you have to sift through, you know, all of that, because each one of them are, you know, he's recording at his house, so every one of them has their interesting little things. He's really careful still, but you know, I've done a lot of that with him, his home recording, so I know what I'm going to get, because he has, you know, a microphone and a position and a preamp, so it, you know, whatever inherent flaws are in that are multiplied times 18. So it's not quite the same as doing an orchestra with like a good mic. So it's a little more challenging to make it sound real, but it's fun.
Excellent. And
and you do
so it's fun. Keeps you on your toes.
Absolutely. And do you have any sense of the time frame on when people can expect to hear some of those
guys? We're trying to finish before he takes off. He's out of here for a while. He's going out with Devotchka for a while. So we're trying to hopefully get done. He's still going to have to get it mastered. And, you know, I think he says he wants to get it done this year, I think. So, wow. Sergio, if you're listening, you can yell at me later. But just going by what I hear.
All right. Well, I want to again thank St. Maybe for being here tonight. They've got more music, so I don't want to take up too much more time talking. Again, you can catch them on June 10th at Plush with the Modines, who were on Locals Only last week, and the Ghost of 505.
Oh, hey, can I plug my other band real quick?
Absolutely.
I'm in a band called Seashell Radio.
Yay!
Yeah, we're gonna play this Thursday.
Oh, where?
At Congress with a awesome band called The Globes, who are fantastic.
Where are they from?
Seattle?
Oh, really?
I think. You know what? I could be wrong.
Is that a free show, too?
Yeah, is it? I don't know. Sure. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know things, Winston.
By the way, I love Seashell Radio.
Yeah.
I think
hey,
Seashell Radio was a great band.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
I just mixed something by them today.
Yeah, how's it sound?
It's good.
Did you?
It's good. I did.
Just mixed something by them.
By them, us.
Did you build microphones?
I used to.
Really?
He's on hiatus.
Really?
Yeah.
Couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, man.
Does that mean I can't be on your guest list?
Maybe not on the radio. If anybody wants to know that story, just ask me in person.
There you go. So
I'm still waiting for my shirt, Fenn. All right.
You got it. You can have it.
So if you want to hear the story, track down Fenn on Thursday night at Congress or Friday night at Plush. We've got a few more from St. Maybe. Thanks for tuning in to Locals Only. Keep it tuned in to KXCI. And if you like this performance, you can hear it on the KXCI website. Click on the Locals Only tab, and we'll have a podcast of that up in the next couple of days. So, Seashell Radio, or St. Maybe, rather, is going to play us out here. Thanks for listening, and keep it tuned in.
Hey, let's do Things As They Are.
Okay.
All right. This is called Things As They Are. The prescription. Papa stayed home to watch the kids. You know, sometimes you don't want to feel it, and other times he can't help begin. Oh, wish upon a star. Just in time to see him slip away into a poem, written on the branch of an old lilac bush, the one that just wouldn't silent and still, seeing Papa turn into crystal, the most magic they'd ever seen. It was so hard to believe. Oh,
wish upon a star. Things as they are. Yeah. Roses burning in a field of snow. Sometimes it's better. This next one is called Way With Words, you know, and there's kind of like a double thing there. So this one's for Susan. He got away with words, they abandoned him on the edge of language where darkness was preying. Well, the void's gust lifts the hair from his forehead like she might seek a path through his eyes to the looted chambers of his heart. They're warm and soft, and red they glow. And there's more silence in her brown eyes than all the old mountain nights in autumn, yeah. And there's no fooling the ones who love you. Yeah.
do one more? This is called Houses for Ghosts. It's a love song for the end of the world.
Yeah, your face in my